You guys, we're going to get into the Word now. We just thank you, Lord, for Pastor Terry, Lord. We just pray you bless us with your Word, Lord, as he speaks your words of life, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. He hears your thoughts and he speaks your words. And Lord, we just thank you, God, for this. And we just pray it sink down into our hearts, Lord, and grow, Lord. Grow inside of us and make us better. Change the way we think. In Jesus' name, amen. So Matthew 2:13 through 18, we're going to continue onward, okay? The escape to Egypt. After the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, flee to Egypt with the child and his mother, the angel said. Stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. That night Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother. And they stayed there until Herod's death. This fulfilled what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. I called my son out of Egypt. Herod was furious when he realized that the wise men had outwitted him. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, based on the wise men's report of the star's first appearance. Herod's brutal action fulfilled what God had spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A cry was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are dead. Amen.
The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. I have it. I read it. Turn me down, Jeffrey, please. I've got a bad echo. I don't know, but you can tone me down. I can talk loud enough. I really don't even need this thing. But anyway, I have it. I study it. I read it. I teach it. And with God's help, I live it. We can all live it. That's right. But you make the choice. It's just like the song, I will go where he wants me to go. How many people are willing to get up and to go? We were all demanded by Jesus to go and make disciples of all nations. That was a command. And so many people won't get up off of it and do it. The angel of the Lord came to Joseph again for the second time, and he told him, get up and go. What'd Joseph do? He left that night. He did exactly what the Lord said. How many people today don't do what the Lord has called them to do? How many think that Sunday coming to church is enough? Not getting into your word, not getting into his word. This word can cut you and show you what you're doing wrong. That's why a lot of people don't want to get into it. I will go. I will do what he wants me to do. He's told us what he wants us to do. Just like Skeeter. Oh, I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want to. But God has a plan for each and every one of us. And the question is, are you ready to get up and go? Are you ready? Are you just going to sit in a seat and say, like Skeeter, I watched it on TV. Hey, you know, we went out, and Iva and some of us went out a few weeks ago, and they said to put the stuff on YouTube too. But I've got a problem. Only reason we put it on Facebook was because of the fact Jack was sick, and he couldn't do the messages here, and he could do them from home at that time. And Facebook is a way for basically Eileen and Kentucky to see it from Kentucky, and Eileen, because she can't get up and come to church. But most people during COVID got out of the habit of meeting together and of the brethren. They got out of the habit of coming to church. Just like Skeeter, I watched it on TV. But there was a voice over there. Excuse me. And God's calling each one of us, excuse me, it's time to get up and do something. It's time to get up and do something. This angel didn't tell Joseph, wait. He said, get up and go. Take, and he could have said, well, you know, you told me this is your son. Why aren't you going to protect him? He could have had doubts. He could have had fears. He could have had all kinds of stuff. Going down to Egypt, Egypt was a place where there was a large settlement of Israelites. And a lot of times in the Bible, Egypt represents the world. And he's sending us out into the world. He went into the world. And he gave his life. His body was beat beyond recognition. And he gave his blood. It was the only perfect sacrifice for all time. For all time. But so many people today don't want to get up and do what he's called you to do. Just like Skeeter. But God had a plan. God says, get up and go get that mail early in the morning. And there was Albert and Chris. Being faithful. Walking by. Excuse me. And Jesus is saying to you, excuse me. Excuse me. I got a plan for you. Get up and go! But so many of us become complacent. We become like stagnant water. We just want to sit on Sunday morning and that's all we want to do. I'm going to do what he calls me to do. And he's given us all directions of what it is. And that's to love on people. Not just here on Sunday morning. That's outside those doors. You're entering the mission field. And that's where we got to love on those that are lost, that are on that long black train. How are they ever going to know if nobody tells them? And how's anybody going to know if nobody goes to tell them? If we just sit here on Sunday morning, God's got a plan for each and every one of you that are here today. He's got a plan, but are you going to listen? Are you going to stay in the world? That's a question we each have to ask ourselves. Are we going to be complacent and just do what we think we got to do to punch a ticket? Are you into the word that's going to cut you and let you know exactly where you're at and what you're not doing? What you're not doing? Who you're not showing your love to? Maybe you got some root of bitterness against somebody in your heart. Get rid of it. Get rid of that. That's not the love of God that he wants you to have. If you have that, you're just like Herod. You're just another picture of Herod. God knows everything. He knows whether you're going to do it or not. And what are you going to lose if you don't do it? Blessings. That's what you're going to lose. You're going to lose blessings. So, the thing today, and I'm going to keep it short, God had a plan for me too, just like Skeeter. And he'd been talking to me for a while, and some know the first part of this testimony, and some don't. But in 1992, before that, when I was a commercial decorator, and I was on that long black train, I was there, running from him. So I was playing Jonah. I wasn't on that train. I was on fast track to get away from him. And God said, okay. So I ended up in the hospital and crushed the fibula and tibia in the left leg and shattered my right heel. And God said, okay, you want to run? Here, you can't run for 9 months. Be in that wheelchair for 9 months. I got to the hospital, St. Mary's Hospital in Long Beach, and they couldn't do my surgery till the next day. Somebody came in with an open fracture, so they packed me in ice. And when I looked on the wall, I don't have a cross, but there was a cross up there with Jesus hanging on it. And I said, I surrender. I surrender all. Right here and right now, I'm done. Does that mean I was perfect from that point on? Absolutely not. I was a work in progress, but I did surrender to him at that time. So the question is, are you going to surrender to what He wants you to do? God's got a plan for each and every one of you. The question is, if you don't do it, somebody else is going to do it, and they're going to get the blessings. But He wants all of us not to be involved, but be committed to what He wants you to do. Committed. There's a difference. It's like ham and eggs. The chicken was involved because it laid the egg. The ham was committed. He gave it everything. So, and that's what He expects of us because of what He's given. He give it all. And He expects us, I'm getting a little tongue-tied. I get the Holy Spirit shuffle going on here now this morning. So, you know, it's just like when the Spirit came to Joseph. And he was telling that his brothers wanted the worst for him. But God worked out good for him in all things. And his family eventually had to go to Egypt because of famine. And there was a lot of times when people could go to Egypt for either this reason or that reason. When we go out into the world, you better take Jesus with you. You better take Him with you. Because I'm telling you, the devil is out there too. He's in here today. Believe that. And if you call yourself a Christian, he's coming at you with everything he's got. Trying to say, oh, just sit still. Sit still. He don't have a plan for you. Just like with Eve. Oh, surely he didn't mean he'd kill you. Well, okay, I'm telling you today, as we get ready to go out and to fellowship together, to think about God's got a plan for each and every one of us. And He tells us exactly what He wants us to do. Where to go, He's going to come back and He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. That's coming. It's coming. And I want to be a sheep. I don't want to be in the goat category. And He tells us what we should be doing. We should go and do the things that He's required us to do. How many are doing it today? How many are ready to do it? Because God got a plan. He had a plan for me, and He's got a plan for you. And if you don't listen to it the first time, it could be he got to give you a little. He's trying to guide you with the staff. But He got a rod, and He can break a leg if you don't get up and do it. So, and then He's going to carry you around until you heal. So, question today is, are you ready for God's plan? Are you ready to go where He's going to call you to go? Are you ready? Are you willing to do what He's called you to do? Just like Joseph. He had to take his whole family and move. And it wasn't a little move. Okay, fine. They had gold and frankincense and myrrh to go, and they could kind of pay for things when they got there, right? Because we know the Magi gave them those gifts. And those gifts were for a purpose. It was for God's purpose. Okay, so God's got a plan. Had a plan for them. He's got a plan for you. And I'm going to keep it short because I don't want to be 104 out there when we go out there to have ice cream and hot dogs. And anyway, and I'm going to be cooking, I think. So God's got a plan. And we're going to have some fellowship time. Right now, I'm going to pray. And I know I've got a buddy back in the Midwest that asked if I'd pray for him. He's having some hard times. And the whole thing is, if we're praying for the lost, it's one thing. But we're supposed to be reaching the lost. How are you going to do it if you don't go? The Holy Spirit's telling you today, get up and go! Al brought Caleb. I haven't seen him since he was about 8 years old, I think. 7 or 8. Huh? Yeah. Okay, well, I had to be a little young. Maybe your older brother was about that age. How much older is he than you? 6? Well, so you were probably pretty young, yeah. Anyway, it's been a long time, but it's good to see him. I hope Al didn't have to get a hold of your ponytail and jerk you to come, did he? I used to have a ponytail. I used to have a little ponytail. Now, I got rid of that ponytail because I couldn't keep any up here either. So anyway, but God had a plan. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for this study and knowing that God's got a plan for each and every one of us. You've got a plan for everybody, but you've got to have ears to hear and eyes to see what's going on. So help us to go where you want us to go. Help us to do what you want us to do. And we pray for the ones that couldn't be here. We pray for the ones that are sick, and we pray for the lost, Lord. And who's going to tell them unless we tell them? That's what it says. We need to go and tell them about how good God is, and God's got a plan for them too. So, Lord, just like Skeeter, God had a plan, and we're sure glad he brought her here. So, anyway, I pray for Greg. I pray for Scott. For the footprints, I pray for footprints. I pray for the ones that are out in this heat, man. Be with them. Give them shelter. Let them be sheltered under your wings, most of all. So anyway, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And we pray it in Jesus' name. And everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. So we'll have an altar call, and maybe God's calling you today. Maybe God's saying, get up, get a hold of it. Come on, I got a plan for you. So the question is, are you going to be like Joseph? Get up and go. That night he left. It says he left that night. Man, that's commitment. That's commitment to what God wants you to do. So maybe you're going through things and having hard times. The Bible says if you are, and maybe you're sick, whatever. It says come and have the elders anoint you with oil, and by their faith you will be healed. Well, I believe by Jesus' faith within us you will be healed. Only through the mighty power of Jesus can we heal. So won't you come?
Alone are good. You alone are.
alone are God.
To go out and fellowship, and it's going to be hot. But Jeffrey got misters supposedly going outside on the pavilion, so maybe it'll cool it down a little bit. We'll see how they work. So, praising God, they work well. Father, we thank you for this time together. We pray for the food that we're about ready to receive. May it nourish our bodies and our bodies be used for your service. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Let me get rid of this thing. I got to go make some hot dogs. I got to make some hot dogs. You can't.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Trails of sin, only evil remain. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the sky. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Earning your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Praying to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. On that long black train, making you wonder if the ride is worth the pain. He's just waiting on your heart to say, let me ride on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. Don't go riding on that long black train. I can hear the whistle from a mile away. It sounds so good that I must stay away. The train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. I said cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. Yeah, watch out, brother, for that long black train. That devil's driving that long black train.
Sorry.
it should have been.